Yo, check out my DJ skills.
Dad, yo, those are mad DJ skills. KUCI Irvine.
Bubba Bass, how low can you go?
The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. This is Ryan Fullen, your DJ Ginger MC, and we are here live in studio at KUCI, and we have an awesome show lined up for you today. We have two guests who have developed an awesome app. They are from Austria. They also cook schnitzels, love to try to get in touch with celebrities, and help you make decisions. If that is not a good morning guest, I don't know what is, because every day, all the time, we have decisions, and these gentlemen are developing a whole new app and a whole new culture around how to make that happen. So, gentlemen, can you hear me? Are you on the line? Are you there? Come in, Tokyo.
Yeah, good morning. Fred here.
All right, we got Fred. Is anybody else on the line?
Yes, hello, this is Pete with Swell, and I'm here. I'm looking forward to the show.
Yes, you guys are here. I only hung up on you a couple times before you called in, but you know what? We got you on the line now. For those of you who are hearing them, they do have an accent. They are from Austria, but do not be scared. I've met them in person. We've hung out. We haven't had schnitzels yet, but they're very nice people. It's just the accent sometimes throws you off.
Yeah, that's so true.
So true, so true. I will try my Australian accent as well sometimes. Now, wait, I said Australian. I don't know what's going on. I have had my coffee, but it wasn't Java Zen this morning. If you are listening to us on the radio, or you're listening to us online, or you are part of the Swell Nation and you are hearing us, you're listening to Get Notified. And this show is for people who love social media and want to get better, who hate social media, and for those who are still genuinely confused by it. And our guests here today are going to be an amazing tool in your tool bucket, because they've not only developed an app is a smartphone device that, well, actually a phone is a smart device, and an app is a way for you to use your phone in a smarter way, unless it's like Candy Crush or something, then that just probably makes you dumb. But these guys are helping you make decisions, and I think you've got a pretty fun story, so why don't we first start off with a shameless plug so that you guys can let people know how to find you out there. And we've got Angie in studio here as we get a microphone over towards her. Angie, say hi.
Good morning.
Say hi. Say hi in Austrian, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good
thing. Hi. All right, so Angie is our in-studio expert. She is self-professed addicted to social media, so she's a great person to have on here. And with you guys, tell us where this all started after you give your shameless plug of how to find you online.
All right, so let me start. So first of all, you find us at swell.wtf, and there's a direct app link at swell.wtf/app.
You have a domain name that is .wtf?
Yeah, that's true.
WTF. Now, this is a public radio show, so we do not swear. We're not obscene. .WTF, for those of you who don't know what that is, you might want to go check it out. But you're looking at swell.WTF, so you guys are a little edgy, I'm thinking.
Yeah, so in our social media case, this means who to follow.
Oh, who to follow.
Yeah, so nothing to swear about.
Good, okay. All right, so. Go for it.
Yes, Ryan. Actually, our story started, the Swell story started here in LA about 3 years ago. When I came to visit, and I had a meeting with an investor here working on a different startup back then. And I do also have a fashion background, so I used to work in fashion for 10 years, and I saw people in retail stores leaving the store without buying all the time. I mean, that's obvious that this happens, right? Everybody knows it, that you don't always buy something.
But so then, hold on for a second. So you said retail store, and you noticed that people would walk in and not buy anything. Angie, have you ever walked into a store and not bought anything?
All the time.
All the time. Okay. For those of you out there, ask yourself, have you ever walked into a store and not bought anything? And most of you are nodding yes, or you're just frustrated because you're on the freeway right now. So you literally noticed this as a common theme, and as a store owner, that's pretty important. And what did you do? You just started asking people why they're not buying anything?
So first of all, I started just like asking some people, but then also I did some research and started the survey, and you know, like I was really into that topic. I wanted to solve this. I wanted to have at least like a 10% more turnover by getting more people buying stuff. I mean, that was, again, really frustrating. And after like a couple of weeks, I figured out that the number one reason for people to leave a store without buying is actually that they cannot decide. I mean, that might not so true, be so true in a supermarket, but if for us as a fashion store, it was totally true, and that was the case. So yeah, we started to talk to people how we could actually help, and the problem is that they don't really want to talk to shopkeepers because, you know, like my opinion as a store owner or shopkeeper is obviously biased.
So yeah, a bit biased. You want them to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that actually brings up an interesting point, because when you're in the store, and especially if it's a place that you know the person might be on some sort of commission, you don't necessarily think or know that they're the owner, but they love it on you, and they say, oh, that looks great, and then, oh, why don't you add this hat to it, and then the scarf, and whatever else. But this is a fundamental challenge that business owners and stores have, is helping someone realize a decision that they're going to make without seeming too salesy, without seeming too pushy. And, you know, do you know any figures on how many actual decisions we make a day? Are there any studies about that?
There are a lot of studies. They're ranging from 10 to 30,000. So 10,000 to 30,000 every single day.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge number. Obviously, like a lot of them is subconscious, but still there's a lot of decisions that you proactively make every single day, right?
10 to 30,000 decisions a day. That's quite intimidating, but that's real. That makes sense. Everything from, am I going to stop completely at the stop sign, to am I going to brush my teeth, which you should brush your teeth at least 2 minutes, two times a day. This is not only get notified about social media, but public health as well. So you've got all this information here, and you just decided to try to create a technology to solve the problem?
Yeah, so first of all, we were trying to find a solution. We didn't really want to build a solution. We wanted to find something. So we wanted to get people on WhatsApp and other services, or even post stuff on Instagram so they could reach out to their friends, because we knew that actually only like your friend's opinion really counts in that matter. So we didn't find a solution out there, and then so we built an app. We started with a simple thing, with an app where you take two photos and share, so which is the fastest way to create a so-called swell, and also the fastest way to share and get opinions. And right now within the app, again, you find it at swell.wtf. You get feedback within a matter of seconds, so you don't have to worry about like waiting in the store and like walking around while you actually wanted to leave already. But it's really, you take photos and you share, and you have instant opinion.
Okay, so literally, you are trying to solve the decision-making process inside of the store, or just for mundane decisions, and your app allows people to take a picture of one thing and then another, and it literally says, doesn't really say much, it just says the picture or the other picture, and in real time, you're in the store, and there's, how many users do you have on your platform right now? Because this sounds like it would really work if there's a significant number of people on there, right?
Yeah, so around the 300,000 right now.
300,000?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations. How long have you been out there running with this?
Around 6 months.
Wow. So for all of you who are developing an app and you are now extremely jealous and find yourself red in the face, do not hate these guys. I said their accent is an accent. It's not intimidating. And it sounds like they've created a massive swell. 300,000 users on an app in 6 months. That's no joke.
It's not.
And Austrians aren't really funny either. So, like, it makes sense. No joking around here. All business, right?
Yeah, sure, no. Sure. All for real.
So, okay, for those people out there listening, a smartphone app is one of those buttons on your phone. Not the button, but one of those little icons. You probably come with them pre-downloaded. Everybody else is using apps. Now, Peter, you mentioned something like WhatsApp. There's a lot of people that still, I believe, haven't even heard of that. We have a fun section on the show. It's ongoing, basically, as a GTO, a grandma time out. So if you were to explain to your grandma, okay, what is an app And then maybe give a couple examples so grandma sort of understands what the new apps are right now.
An app is, an app is a little button on your phone. And when you push it, an app is actually also the call button. So when you want to call somebody, it's an app that allows you to call somebody on your smartphone. But there are other apps, like, let me explain WhatsApp real quick. So WhatsApp is a message that you can send to anybody in your friend list. So it's kind of a text message, but the cool thing at WhatsApp is that it's completely free. And I can, for example, call my parents. They're back in Austria without being charged. All I need is an internet connection. Or, there are apps like Facebook that lets you keep track of your friends and lets you read what they are posting, so you'll always be up to date. And, of course, there are apps like Swell, where you have to be a little bit more creative and produce content or take photos and share and get feedback on your decisions, like what to wear or what to buy in a store. Or you just compare two photos and ask your friends what's better. People use it for creating profile pictures for other networks as well.
All right, so Grandma, apps are not intimidating. Apps are everything from your cell phone call button to Facebook to something called WhatsApp to the Swell app. And the word app has just been so overused, and I think sometimes it gets intimidating or it's just such a long, loose term. But there's always an app for that, conceptually. There's an app for that, and there's app competitions and app hackathons, and you guys have hacked together what seems like a very user-friendly, simple app that is not very complicated. And you have 300,000 users already, and probably 301 because Angie, I think, is going to download it as well. Angie, what do you think about this concept of an app that helps you make decisions?
I think it's really useful since I'm very indecisive.
Would you say a lot of college students are indecisive?
Yes, extremely.
Do you guys, Peter, do you have any demographics on the type of users those 300,000 users are? Do you have any schematics, or does the App Store give you some breakdown?
Yeah, we do have. I think Fred is the right person to talk to. As we have him on the line, he should answer.
Yeah, sure. So 70% of our users are female, and around 60% are under 20.
Wow, okay.
So a pretty young audience, and most of them female. I think female have to, more tough decisions in their life. It's tough when they get up in the morning and don't know what they should wear.
Yes, this is true. I sometimes don't put too much thought process into my outfit, but maybe with the Swell, I can crowdsource a lot of opinions from other ladies to see if what I'm looking to wear is looking good, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I had used your app this morning. I was just in Catalina this weekend, and I took a couple sunset pictures, and I wasn't sure what was a better one. One when it's like still bright and kind of messes up the camera, or one where it's just literally a little blip sliver on the horizon. So I threw that up there. If you want to, now can people follow each other on Swell?
People can follow each other, and so we see us as for decision making, and you can...
So
build
your own
social network within following and followers.
Okay, so technically, have you created a new social media platform?
Yes.
You have? Okay. Well, that's cool. We got in a fight about whether or not Indiegogo was a social media platform, and then we got in a fight with Google, and we had a fun little argument about it. So you've literally created, this app can also be a social media platform. And when you're on it, you can not only help get decisions made, but then you can also connect with other people. So for all you 300,001 people on Swell, you can follow, they follow me at GingerMC. That's my little handle. But let's focus on two main topics today. I feel like we've gotten a chance to know you a little bit. I think that there's a fun story still in how you came over here, where you landed, and maybe that can spin into it. But we want to talk about, this concept of influencer marketing. And then also, I think you guys have just been a bit creative in how you have gotten these. You have to have been creative. So kind of the influencer marketing component, and I think Fred, that might be of interest. And then Pete, we had talked a little bit about bots, and I think that people still don't entirely know what bots are. And so if we cover and tackle those two topics, and of course we're going to get sidetracked and talk about all kinds of other crazy stuff, like you guys being named Forbes, with Fortune 30 Under 30, right?
Forbes 30.
And then you also showed up to the photo shoot and somebody told me that you took your pants off before the photo shoot and you are pantless in Forbes, in another article. Fred, why don't you take us down the road of influencer marketing? First of all, GTO, influencer marketing. So explain, like it was your grandma, like it was to your grandma, what this influencer marketing is, and then maybe we can break down some real basic steps for other people to try to learn or to try to implement with their own app or their outreach or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, so what is influencer marketing? Influencer marketing is there are a lot of people out there who have great followings in social media like YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and so on. We try to work with them together. So our focus is on YouTube, and the influencers are mentioning Swell in the videos, and sometimes they also have to make decisions within the videos, maybe what video they should do next or which outfit they should wear for the next video. And yeah, this is how it works for us so far.
So you're using, when you say influencers, it's individuals with a significant social media following. What is the minimum influencer amount? Like, at what point do I wake up in the morning and go, yeah, I'm an influencer? Is there a certain number of followers that you guys look for?
No, I think there's not. So when you can constantly get views, I think then you're an influencer.
It's not a number.
With your radio show.
it's more of an engagement concept.
Yes, it is.
So I'm just trying to find out if I'm an influencer or not. So I don't know.
I think you are an influencer.
Okay, cool. So I'm an influencer here. And this morning I woke up and wasn't sure which sunset picture I should post. So I used Swell. That's swell.wtf. And I'm able to make a decision more effectively on which picture to share. Was that like social media influencer marketing right there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, look at that. I just that was influencer marketing. Angie, how effective was that influencer marketing I just did?
That was excellent.
Are you sure?
Okay, it was okay. I'm just kidding.
Now, how could that have been better? I mean, how does this whole process work? If you have an app or you want to, I guess, get mentioned, how are you approaching these people? Because if they have so many followers, you're probably just a blip on the map. What are maybe the top three strategies to get in front of somebody who is an influencer? What are the three best ways to get in front of those people who have would be considered an influencer? So how do we get in front of them? And then once we get them, how do we actually engage with them? How do we ask them what to do? Do we have to pay them? Like, I don't think people know about this influencer marketing concept.
Yeah, so first I would say just reach out to them. Most of them are very responsive and want to work with startups and also apps.
So you just say, literally, just reach out to them. Like, hey, Justin Bieber, nice songs you got going on. Would you mind helping me with my app?
You should not start with the biggest influencers.
Okay, so. Well, you got to clarify here. Remember, yeah, Austrian, with the accent, we take you very straightforward with what you say. It's very literal, so... So when you say just reach out to them, maybe the first step is like find, like, what's a good starting influencer level? Maybe like the Ryan Follin level or the Angie level?
So for YouTube, I would say it starts with 100,000 subscribers. So first of all, you have to figure out which influencer is in your space. So what we figured out with Swell is that fashion influencers works best for us. And so we're looking for fashion influencers on YouTube, and most of them have their emails in their YouTube account, and so we just write them.
Do you have to have the app sort of set up and ready to go? Because once they look at you and go, hey, your thing's not even developed, like, how far in the development process do you have to be to start reaching out?
You should be online, yeah.
Okay, so before, step 0.1 is to get whatever it is that you're doing, build it, have it ready, have some sort of an online footprint so that it doesn't look like it's fake or it doesn't even exist.
Yeah, that makes the whole process much more easier.
Okay, and then we go to YouTube, and YouTube is a good influencer marketing starting point.
It depends on what you want to market, but for us, YouTube is the best way right now, yeah.
Okay. And you literally are looking for, if you're going to advise somebody to go out there and find some influencers to help them out, 100,000 followers, subscribers on YouTube is the minimum threshold. And that's like people who are maybe excited about getting reached out to for opportunities of influencer marketing, right? So that's kind of like the low-level influencer?
It could be in some cases lower when you see that they have a pretty engaged audience and they have, let's say 30 to 50,000 views on every video, so they maybe can have less subscribers, because subscribers for some influencers doesn't always mean anything. So you also have to have a look on the views you're getting on the videos, and then you can see an average number.
Okay, that's interesting, because you can buy follows and you can buy subscribers, and there's some sort of marketing component out there where you can have more than it might be. So it's not just a hard line, but a soft line in the sand of 100,000 followers, or if it's less than 100,000, look at their video engagement, and if they've got 20, 30,000 views per video, there's a lot of eyeballs that are on there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're then going and you're searching a bit of a cyber stalking in their profile to find their email, and that's the best, you think?
The second thing would be there are also a lot of influencer platforms out there where you can set up a campaign, and then influencers will apply for being part of your campaign.
Really? I've never heard of that. Angie, have you heard of that?
I haven't.
Okay, so guys, this is interesting. If Angie doesn't know about something, it means it's a hot topic. So talk to us. You can set up a campaign and then those influencers chase after you?
Yeah. So when we set up a campaign, we get around 30 to 50 applications.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, where do I apply? Because I want to start my influencing career, and it sounds like I don't have to wait for anybody to come, because I've only got like 16 subscribers on my YouTube. So this allows me to go find people like you and then get a little influence halo. Is there a certain site, or is that secret?
It's famebit.com, but there are also much more platforms like.
Okay, so what would people do a Google search on to find how they could create a campaign? Because I know there's a lot of. So we just had Ash Kumar on from Youngery, and he's got this crazy big campaign going. We have lots of students here at UCI in the Entrepreneur Center who are creating awesome apps and developing. And if they had a platform to have influencers find them, that would be great. So say the one of them a little slower, and then maybe what you would actually Google for to find these.
That one is called Famebit.
Famebit, F-A-M-E-B-I-T?
Yeah, .com.
Okay.
If you Google influencer networks or influencer platforms, that should work.
Okay, I'm doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, you too can use this thing called Google, and it's a search engine that literally just came up with 2.1 million results in 0.54 seconds. You've got influencer network, top influencer network, influencer marketing, ready to use, social media influencer. Oh my gosh, I'm getting intimidated. Okay. So you can reach out yourself, or you can create a campaign and invite people to become influencers on it.
Yes.
Are there any other of those basic steps in the outreach process? Then we can talk about some strategy.
Create a win-win situation. Not that they just promote your app, because they also should have an advantage with your product. So in our case, they can really implement it in their videos and engage their audience more, because when they really do what their audience votes, they get more engagement on their other videos.
You wouldn't be advertising a certain shampoo for long hair if the influencer has short hair.
I would not do that.
Okay.
Right, I'm asking a gig for you.
We've talked about how you first have to identify really the type of audience from an influencer standpoint that's going to help you out. Then secondly, you have to not eliminate these influencer platforms where you can literally set up a campaign and then people can join you. Thirdly, you talked about creating a win-win situation. So no hair products for long men when you're trying to sponsor and get influencer leadership shout-outs from a short-haired ginger.
No beard oil for women would also be a good idea.
no beard oil for women would also be a good idea. Yeah. Unless there's some really famous influencer marketing woman who has a beard. And then maybe that would be a real win-win for that situation.
Maybe.
You know what? Actually, I can see us coming up with a whole campaign of anti-influencer marketing, right? We could actually write a book on anti-influencer marketing, and it could be a book of memes, right?
Yeah.
So, like, study...
It could be a funny book, I guess.
It could be a funny book. It could be a funny coffee book. All right, let's challenge ourselves, and we all have to come up with one anti-influencer marketing scheme. So far, we have long-haired products for short-haired gingers. We have beard oil for women. Angie, are you looking like you have one? Do you have any?
I'm thinking.
Okay. I expect a lot from you, gentlemen. Let's get one or two more out here on the table.
Mm. It's hard.
It is hard. But see, this is the point. Influencer marketing is hard, and anti-influence marketing is even harder. So if you can start with the hard stuff, then everything gets easier. So if you can come up, think meme-ish, right? Like a study... some sort of study technology for people who have already graduated college.
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
So imagine you have an influencer in Alaska.
Okay.
He should not or she should not sell sunscreen.
Actually, I'm going to argue with that. Coming from the Ginger Nation, UV rays still can penetrate even when there's no sun. So maybe for those people that live in their basements, we should not sell sunscreen. Maybe we should just, instead of sunscreen, it could be like a fluorescent light screen. And for those people that are indoors all the time, that would be a win-win.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea here is a win-win, and it's got to make sense for your influencer market. So if you guys out there are just, you know, trying to call in on the lines and trying to tell us your anti-influencer marketing, go ahead and do so. That's 824-5824. That's a 949. 949-824-5824. We want to hear from you. The dumbest ideas you can for products that don't make sense for influencer marketers that might not exist. And we know it's hard, but that's okay. So, this is, I'm just actually like feel like I'm on bonus time because you haven't hung up on me yet. So, I think we're on a roll. Okay, you've got this outreach. Now, then what do you do? You've got to be creative once you've got them, right?
Yeah, you have to build a relationship with them and stay in contact and also tell them a lot about your product and how it can help them with their audience. And yeah, this is how it works.
Okay, so who's the biggest influencer that you're going after right now, which has a good following in your space that did or didn't want to necessarily connect with you? Maybe they don't know that they should be with you. And something that creates a win-win situation.
Yeah, we tried to reach out to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Just say that name one more time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. I feel like we are pronouncing it incorrectly. And so I like that. Arnold Schwarzenegger? So tell us about Arnold. What are you doing to get in front of Arnold?
Yeah, we cook schnitzel every day for him because
First of all, we're in the United States of America. Please tell me and let everyone know what schnitzel is. Wait a minute. Angie, do you know what schnitzel is?
I do not.
Okay. Do you think other UCI students or anybody here in Orange County or the greater United States of America knows what schnitzels are?
Food?
Is it food?
It is food.
Okay, oh. We're close. We are close with food. Please tell us what a schnitzel is.
A schnitzel is a famous Austrian dish. And, yeah, so you take meat and put it into flour, eggs, and crumbs, and then you fry it. That's it.
So that's a schnitzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
We made schnitzel right now.
Now, Arnold's pretty active on social media, right?
Yeah, and his username is Arnold Schnitzel on Snapchat. And okay. You can also watch a couple of videos on YouTube where he's talking about schnitzel. And yeah, so we thought that would be a good idea to get in contact with him.
To cook. So, okay. So you've identified Arnold as a great social media influencer. You've done some research. You find that he has schnitzel in his Snapchat name. He's got videos out there talking about schnitzel. He likes schnitzel. So you guys are obviously trying to play to his appetite, and you're trying to cook him schnitzel. What do? You just cook it and invite him to come over?
Yeah. So we did it for 150 days.
You cooked 150 schnitzels?
No. More, over 1,000 of schnitzels.
Over 1,000 schnitzels. Oh, I guess because you probably need a couple schnitzels to satisfy,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so you just decide to get in front of Arnold and just be like, hey, at Arnold, or hey, at Schnitzel Lover, would you like to come have schnitzels with us?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It was fun, or it is fun.
Oh, has the campaign stopped? Or have we stopped the schnitzel cooking?
Right now we stopped, yeah. But we're thinking of continuing, so...
Well, this is a good point.
We needed a short break after eating 150 days schnitzel in a row.
You guys should have made a documentary about that. There's that whole guy who did that with McDonald's, but you could have done it with schnitzels.
There's a Facebook page. You can watch every single video.
Okay, hold on. Angie, will you please go to the Facebook schnitzel page? Can you tell everybody what the schnitzel Facebook page is?
What's the spelling again?
Angie needs to know the spelling of the Facebook schnitzel.
It's the Daily Schnitzel.
The Daily Schnitzel. Okay, did you guys grab the dailyschnitzel.com?
I don't think so.
Angie, right now, go to GoDaddy under my account and buy dailyschnitzel.com. It'll be the site where we eat schnitzels and talk about anti-influencer marketing. Okay, so that's commendable. I love the fact that you guys are going after Arnold. I mean, people love him, they hate him, but there's a lot of people that follow him, right?
Yeah, a lot of people follow him, sure.
What kind of decisions? Let's
in the
use
world, and I think the most famous Austrian. So.
Oh, and yes, because he's like your hometown. He's your homie.
Yeah.
But what's a word? What's the equivalent word in Austrian for homie? Like, yo, Arnold and I should be homies.
I think we call it homie in Austria.
Home Nostia?
Homie.
Homie. No, we call it Austria. We call it homie.
You call it homie? See,
yeah,
this.
We don't have so many words in German.
There's a lot more similarities between Austrian and English than you think. We use the same word, homies. And this probably goes to the influencer marketing. You probably want to use their language. So, like, if you are making a video about cooking schnitzels, I can see how you would leverage your accents to connect with Arnold. Okay, so to recap, for influencer marketing, first, identify the right type of person. Second, make sure that you are not only approaching them, but letting yourself be approachable through some actual platform where you can create a campaign. Then thirdly, make sure it's a win-win situation. I want to know what you think Arnold would use the Swell app for. What kind of decisions do you think he would make on your app?
Peter, go for it.
Let's transition from social media influencing and talking about cooking schnitzels. And by the way, could maybe I come over and could we still cook some schnitzels sometime, guys?
We should do, definitely.
Like, are you anti-schnitzel? Are you taking 30 days off? Or, like, if I come up to L.A., can we do some schnitzels?
We can do schnitzels for you.
Okay, because I'm going to personally reach out to Arnold and see if he'll come with me. How's that sound?
Have you ever had schnitzel?
No, I haven't had schnitzel. And I haven't talked to Arnold yet, but it doesn't intimidate me. In high school, I dressed up as Hans and Franz and made fun of him and the Saturday Night Live skit for, you know, in front of about 500 people. That was maybe the peak of my influence. We are here to pump you up. Let's see, how can we get in front of Arnold for you? Kind of 3 degrees, 7 degrees of separation. Listen, anybody out there who knows Arnold Schwarzenegger and you can make a direct introduction to myself or the gentleman here on the line, we will invite you to the schnitzel party. That's 949-824-5824. And if you're listening to this on a podcast and you literally are like, oh man, I would have called in, why don't you get in touch with me? Find me at ryanfolan.com, and you can find these guys at swell.wtf. That was just a butterfly flap that I put out in the world, gentlemen. You hear that? We don't know what it's going to sound like, but I'm thinking if we try hard enough, we can have schnitzels with Arnold. And I just want to keep you guys pumped up because I know you probably got your schnitzel 15 on after eating it for 150 days. So let's transition over into the bot world. Now we've got a bit of time left. And Angie, do you know what a bot is?
I don't. A bot? Like a bot. An automatic...
Ooh, what is it? An automatic what?
Something automatic.
Something automatic. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking for the UCI Nation here, the bot is something automatic. True or false?
True.
True. All right. What is a bot and how does it have anything to do with Swell? And why should people know about it?
All right. So first of all, when we think of bots, we think of robots, and robots are... Everybody knows what a robot is. Secondly, there is a trend on the internet called AI, artificial intelligence. So we make the internet smarter, and eventually there'll be services out there. They'll act like humans. So there'll be like bots, like a software with a human-like behavior that helps you with things like ordering pizza for you, or like ordering an Uber if you need it, or whatever you might want to do. You can do it with a bot rather than calling somebody, or you'll have a customer service from your favorite store, and it's fully automated and acts like a human, really answers your questions and asks you questions as well.
Okay, so so you're saying when you go online and it has a little pop-up, says, hey, pop-up, would I like to help you? Or you're like, wow, somebody's monitoring this right now. That's not always a person?
Not always a person, and it will be fewer people in the future, so it will be more automated, yeah.
Hmm. Now, how does bots have anything to do with the Swell app that you guys have created?
So we think of Swell as a multi-platform network. So we don't want to force our users to download an actual app. We just want to be reachable wherever they are and wherever they need help with a decision. So there are 1 billion users of Facebook Messenger. There is approximately 500,000 people on other social chats like combined like Telegram and others, and also there's 300 million people using Kik, another messenger. So if you go into a messenger like Facebook Messenger and you would write a friend, you would just go onto the messenger and type in a name like Ryan, for example, you will start a conversation. And what you can do with Swelly, which is the name of our bot, you can do the same thing. You can just type in Swelly and say, hey, and Swelly will reply with hey, what kind of question do you have? And it will guide you through the process of creating your own question, and also allows you to help other people and start voting.
Hold on, guys. Look at this. We got a caller. It might be somebody talking about Arnold. Hold on here. This is exciting. Hang on. Hello, are you calling with information on how to get in touch with Arnold Schwarzenegger? You are. You are. Okay, so I'm going to patch you live into the air, okay? Hey, if this is a prank call, it's still cool. You can just pretend like it's real. What? Okay, we have a legitimate prank caller here. Are you ready for me to put you online? Because you have to stop laughing. Oh, that's it. She's done. Oh, my gosh. I think that was somebody from a rival school because she was literally going, Anson. Well, this is amazing. That was officially our first, is that considered a legitimate call if somebody calls into prank, but they don't even, they're not even good enough to get past? No, like.
That's really good.
As soon as I asked about Arnold, she's like, yeah. I'm like, are you crying? Are you laughing? Come on, I challenge you to call back. Call back right now and fake like you can connect me with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'll pretend like I'm excited. But don't call up, or if you're, like, she literally was laughing. I should have just, next time, I'm just going to patch him through, and then you guys can all listen to it. Because I know that was dramatic, and she was like, what's happening? Okay, if you have a fake connection to Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'd like you to call in 949-824-5824. And my only request is that you don't swear, because we can't do that, but you can make up the rest. Okay, guys, let's try to focus back on the bots, and hopefully somebody else will call in and make a total fool of themselves and us at the same time. That was exciting. And I'm kind of disappointed because I was really hoping to get in touch with Arnold. But I'm telling you, that's how it starts. Back to the bots.
Yeah, so first of all, keep the prank calls coming. I like that. back to the bots. So again, we created Swelly, which is like your friend within Facebook Messenger. And you can send it a message, say, hey, Swelly, and it starts a conversation with you and helps you with decisions. So you don't have to download an app. You don't need any other software. You just have your Facebook Messenger or any type of messaging app that you use every day anyways.
People are going to see things. Wait a minute. We have another caller coming in. Hold on. This is exciting. I'm just going to patch it right in and see what happens. Hello, you are on KUCI Live. Do you have information on how we can get in touch with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Oh. Are you going to lie about it or pretend? You're calling Get Notified here at KUCI, and we are trying to get in touch with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Help us out.
You should search Google.
Search Google, okay. That's it? I thought maybe you had a friend or a connection, or you'd at least come up with a better lie than this. I feel like you can do better. Should we try again?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
See? Maybe this is the same person because she's laughing. Okay. Can you please spell Schwarzenegger for me so I can type into Google right? I want to hear you try to spell Schwarzenegger right now.
Okay. S. W.
S. W. Okay.
O. R. T. Z.
Keep going. S. W. O. R. T. Z.
I. N. A. D. E. R.
Schwarzenegger. Google did not recognize that one. Fred or Pete, who wants to try to engage in the spelling? Actually, we'll go back to Mrs. Caller, can I get a name, please? Who are you that's so lovely and calling this morning?
My name is Nancy.
Nancy, I feel like every time you talk, you feel like you're going to laugh.
No,
okay.
Cold.
This is serious. Okay. Nancy, how do you spell Austria?
Austria?
Yeah.
A-U-S-T-R-A.
Fred, Pete, what do you think?
I think it was right.
Was it? Okay. So here we have a situation, Pete and Fred, where you've got somebody on the line that might be able to help you get in front of Arnold. Like, this is the one chance. You've been cooking schnitzels for 150 days straight. And
schnitzels?
Schnitzels, yeah. Do you know what schnitzels are? Kim. Is it Kim?
Hot dogs.
Wait, what was your name again? Kim. Seriously, I'm not going to have you spell schnitzels, but I need you to know what schnitzels are.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, Fred, would you please explain to our lovely guests what schnitzels are?
Yeah, so it's flat cut real meat, and then you put it into flour, eggs, and crumbs, and then you fry it.
Kim, okay. How does schnitzel sound?
They sound pretty delicious.
Pretty delicious. Did you know that Arnold loves schnitzels?
That's why I love him.
Can you try to spell schnitzels for us on air?
S-N-I.
Okay.
T-W-L-E-B.
S-W.
Oh, the two S's, three S's. Okay, Fred and Pete, can you verify? Can you verify if schnitzels is spelled S-N-I-T-W-E-Z-S-S-S?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, it is correct. Oh my gosh! Now, Kim, if you're on Facebook, you should go to Daily Schnitzel. Are you on Facebook right now? Can you go on Daily Schnitzel for us?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Kim, would you consider yourself an influencer? Do you have more than 16 subscribers on your YouTube page?
Of course. I have 20.
Oh, 20. Okay, so check this out. Pete and Fred, you have an influencer online here, okay? So I want you to engage with her as she's looking up Daily Schnitzel. You have literally 2 minutes to convince her to use Swell, and I want to hear the pitch, okay? Kim, I want you to pretend like you have maybe 200 subscribers at this point, okay? Because you're big time. Fred and... gentlemen, I've got you on the line with my friend Kim here. I forget if that's her name or not, but she's very influential. She has a number of followers, and she likes the concept of the Swell app, but you guys now have a minute and 30 seconds to pitch her. Ready, go.
Who should go for it?
Hey, this is your time to shine or mess up. It's up to you. You guys should have already practiced this.
I think let's give Fred 30 seconds and then give me 30 seconds and
okay.
See what works.
Okay, let's Fred, start with 30 seconds.
Okay. So, hi, Kim. So, we built the app Swell, and it's a social network for decision-making. So, imagine you don't know what you should wear. You simply snap two pictures and ask our community for help, and we provide you with votes within a matter of seconds.
What do you think about that, Kim?
Do you think my name is Kim? My name is Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. You know what? I spell Nancy just like I spell Kim, so that's why I got them confused. Nancy, do you have a hard time dressing, figuring out what you're going to wear in the morning?
All the time, every day. It takes me
three to 30 minutes. Okay. All right, so now we've established that. Now, Peter, I want you to go in for the kill. I want you to tell her how she can use her influence to spread the swellness of your Swell app.
Right, Nancy. So first of all, thanks for your call, and keep doing that. I think actually you should call 10 people now and tell them about Swell. That would help.
And actually, Nancy, will you turn down your radio? I think we're doing a little feedback in there. I feel like this. I feel like I'm Ryan Seacrest or something. Okay, no, Pete, your moment is still to shine. So this is good. She'll maybe call 10 people, but like, what can she do with her massive following online? What would you want her to do?
You can use the Swell app and take photos of wherever you want. Like, let's say you ask your people if they want to eat pizza or schnitzel, if you should cook for them and invite friends for dinner. And you can send this question out and let your following vote on that. So they get more engaged and they feel like they're part of your daily life. And as for an influencer like you, it's helpful to connect to them on a level that they could normally not, because if they send you hundreds of messages, you won't be able to respond to all of them. But if you just send out a Swell, they can simply tap an AB on both. You'll have their opinion and can later connect. How does that sound?
Nancy, what do you think?
That was beautiful.
Wait, what did you say? I was trying to imitate you at the same time you talked. Try it again.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think, Nancy, all you really want is a schnitzel, right?
What?
All Nancy
all you really want is a schnitzel, right?
Sorry, my phone's a little laggy. What did you say?
I think all you really want is a schnitzel, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Nancy, you are the closest thing that we've gotten to Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we love that you called in. So we've had a lot of fun. I don't think I've laughed this much on a show so far. I've got it. In our final 30 seconds here, either Peter or Fred, I want you to do your best Arnold impression, and then it's as though Nancy actually talked to Arnold. I want you to sign off the radio show thanking Nancy for calling as though you were Arnold. You've got it, bro.
I am Arnold.
No, not you, Nancy. One of the guys with the actual accent. Oh, I think she hung up. Gentlemen, are you there?
No, yeah.
That was the best, worst prank caller ever. I love that you guys came on the show. Influencer marketing is awesome. You guys are doing a great job. Download swell.wtf. This is Ryan. Stick around for Ask a Leader with Claudia. She's always got great guests. I think they were actually laughing outside as well. So stick around. This is Get Notified at KUCI. You're listening to Ginger MC. Gentlemen, say goodbye as though you were Arnold. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
It was a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you guys.
Ryan, this is Arnold. I promise you I'll be back.
Oh, I'll be back. Okay. All right, guys. Enjoy this random song. We'll see you later. And there you have it, another Get Notified show. To find more Get Notified shows, go to getnotified.kuci.org. We'll see you next time, online and offline. Ginger MC, signing out.